Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 116, Famous, Popular, and Notorious. There are many famous sightseeing places in New York City. Some of the most popular ones are Times Square, the Statue of Liberty, and the Empire State Building. Just 25 years ago, Times Square was notorious as a gathering place of drug dealers and prostitutes, but now it is the most popular place for families to visit. One of the nice but less famous spots that I like is the rooftop of the Metropolitan Museum. It's got a great view of Central Park. For today's English lesson, we're going to look at two words that are often confused, famous and popular. Then, I'll also show you a related word, notorious. So let's get started. When something or someone is famous, it or they are well known. In other words, many people know it or them. For example, there are many famous sightseeing places in New York City. Johnny Depp is a famous actor. The Magnolia Bakery is famous for its cupcakes.
Yummy!
On the other hand, when something or someone is popular, it or they are liked by many people. Popular things and popular people are admired and or enjoyed by many people. For example, Times Square is a popular place for families to visit. Star Wars was released in the 1970s, but it's still popular. Dance clubs are popular with college students. So, famous means well-known, and popular means well-liked. On the other hand, notorious people or places are well-known for something bad, a bad quality, or in case of a notorious person, bad action or bad behavior. Here are some examples. In the 1980s, Times Square was notorious as a gathering place of drug dealers and prostitutes. Adolf Hitler was one of the most notorious historical figures of the 20th century. The Godfather movie depicts several notorious gangsters of the 1940s in New York. Well, that's our English lesson for today. Thanks to everyone for your nice reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. You are helping to make the Happy English Podcast famous. If you want to read the examples in this lesson, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 116. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.